Trophy Games. I'm John Johnson, and we'll talk about that next on MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard.
I'll never forget.
Never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
My first call-up ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going out to drop water on the fires.
Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
I remember it was my first month on the job at the MHSAA over 25 years ago, and I heard a speaker at our officials' banquet that year really capture the local essence of high school sports. He was talking about his prep playing days and how in his rural community, there was nothing bigger than winning the county championship. That same local pride is captured weekly during the football season in trophy games that schools have created to help spice up their natural rivalry. In Michigan, we've got more than our fair share of Little Brown Jugs and other interesting awards that schools have played for. The original Little Brown Jug, as far as we can tell in Michigan high school football, dates back to 1925, when a local druggist in Newberry donated one to be the prize for the Indians' annual clash with the Blue Devils of Sault Ste. Marie. That series endures today and will take place in week 9 of the regular season. It's had some breaks in play, and a replacement jug for some unknown reason appeared on the scene in 1934, but it is the king of the dozen or so jug battles that we're aware of. Two of the longest running high school rivalries in the country have had traveling trophies. The oldest rivalry west of the Allegheny Mountains, Kalamazoo Central and Battle Creek Central, dates back to 1893. And the two schools, in an effort to grow friendship, created a life-size totem pole in the early 1950s to be the prize for the winner of the game. When it disappeared, it was replaced by a foot-high replica, which has also since vanished. And the annual M&M game between Menominee and Marinette, Wisconsin, two communities separated by a bridge and a mile of water which have played since 1894, do battle each season for the Cedar Log. Bells are popular trophies. We think an oversized cowbell created for a carnival in Wayland back in 1938 was the first such trophy when it became the award to the winner of the Wayland-Caledonia Gridiron Clash in 1949. And the trophy that probably gets the most mileage each year could be the Spirit Bell that Ithaca and St. Louis play for in Gratiot County, which goes on the line whenever the two schools meet in boys and girls varsity competition. And we've got paddles and road signs and buckets and barrels and bullhorns and oil cans and cups and even a piece of parking lot curb as trophies. But in my view, perhaps the most unique one is the one that captures all of the flavor that the speaker I referenced at the top of the show, because it is indeed an honor that goes to winning the big game in the county. Butch was created by the student councils of Beaverton and Gladwin High Schools in the 1937-38 school year. This stuffed toy dog on wheels has a blanket over his body, red on one side for the Beaverton Beavers, blue on the other for the Flying G's of Gladwin. Butch is the prize whenever the schools play football and boys basketball. What makes Butch even more unique among Michigan's trophy games is that the original trophy is still in place. So he's probably the oldest active trophy in the bunch from what we can tell. Trophy games indeed capture the local essence of high school sports, and there's many more of them, and not just in football. We only know of about 80 such games, and we're sure there are more. Drop us a line at media@mhsaa.com to tell us about a trophy game in your area, and if we don't already have it on our list, we'll add it. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard, a production of the MHSAA Network.